Message number 104. Two comets will collide. My cross will appear in a red sky. Sunday, June 5, 2011 at 16:30. My dearly beloved daughter, the time is near. The warning is close now. It is with great sorrow that I must tell you that many souls will not heed these messages about the warning. My word falls on deaf ears. Why won't they listen? I am not only giving them my great gift of mercy when I will shower my graces over the whole world, I am also trying to prepare them for this event. Many millions of sinners will rejoice when they are shown my great mercy. Others won't get a chance to redeem themselves in time because they will die of shock. My daughter, you must do everything you can to warn the world because this great event will shock everyone. They will see great signs in the skies before the warning takes place. Stars will clash with such impact that men will confuse the spectacle they see in the sky as being catastrophic. As these comets infuse, a great red sky will result and the sign of my cross will be seen all over the world by everyone. Many will be frightened. But I say rejoice, for you will see for the first time in your lives a truly divine sign that represents great news for sinners everywhere. See my cross then, and you will know that my great mercy is being given to each of you, my precious children. For it was with the deep abiding love that I held for you that I died willingly on the cross to save you. When you see the crosses in the sky during the warning, you will know that this is a sign of my love for you. Pray, my beloved followers, that your brothers and sisters can rejoice when they too are shown the proof of my existence. Pray that they will accept that this is their chance to redeem themselves in my eyes. That this great act of mercy will save their souls if they will allow me to help them. You will be shown what it is like to die in mortal sin. The warning will be a purifying experience for all of you. It may be unpleasant in part, especially for those in grave sin. Because for the first time ever you will be shown what it feels like when the light of God disappears from your life. Your souls will feel the abandonment felt by those who die in mortal sin, these poor souls who left it too late to ask God to forgive them their sins. Remember, it is important that I allow all of you to feel this emptiness of soul. For only then will you finally understand that without the light of God in your souls you cease to feel. Your soul and body would be just empty vessels. Even sinners feel the light of God because He is present in every one of His children on earth. But when you die in mortal sin, this light no longer exists. Prepare now for this great event. Save your souls while you can. For it will only be when the light of God leaves you that you will finally realize the empty, barren darkness that Satan offers, which is full of anguish and terror. Replenish your souls. Rejoice now, for the warning will save you and bring you closer to my Sacred Heart. Welcome the warning. For then you will be given the proof of eternal life and know how important it is. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, King of mankind.